Nature Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too.
God planned the day, He planned the night. He gave the darkness, then the light. The sky of blue, the sun so bright. Because He loves me, God gave me a family, a cheerful heart and eyes to see, that I might live here happily. Because He loves me.
God does love us, and because He does, He has given us many special blessings. Last week, we talked about the birth of Jesus Christ. Shortly before Jesus was born, the Roman emperor made a law that everyone must pay taxes. Joseph and Mary lived in Nazareth. They had to go about 65 miles to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. It was not easy for Mary to travel to Bethlehem. Her baby would soon be born. When Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem, all the rooms were filled with people. Mary and Joseph had to stay in a stable. A stable is a place where animals are kept. There the baby was born. Mary wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger. Joseph and Mary named the baby Jesus. On the night Jesus was born, shepherds were taking care of their sheep in the fields near Bethlehem. An angel came to them. The shepherds were afraid. The angel told them not to be afraid. He had wonderful news. The Savior, Jesus Christ, was born in Bethlehem. They would find Him lying in a manger. The shepherds went to Bethlehem, where they saw the baby Jesus. The shepherds were happy to see the Savior. They told other people about all they had heard and seen. Last week, we talked a lot about our feelings for Jesus. If you remember, we asked all of you at home to invite your parents to share their testimonies of Jesus. How did it go?
Good.
Good. Good. Good.
How did you feel as they talked about the Savior? If we listen closely and pay attention to the way we feel when we speak of Jesus, we will experience the influence of the Holy Ghost, telling us that Jesus really is our Savior.
I feel my Savior's love in all the world around me. His Spirit warms my soul through everything I see. He knows I will follow Him, give all my life to Him.
right, children, before we read this story for today, I want to ask a question. What is your favorite place to go in the whole world?
The temple.
My home and the temple.
Church.
Disneyland.
What do you like about those places?
The rides.
How quiet it is.
Well, I'm thinking of one of my favorite places in the world. I'll give you some clues and see if you can guess it. First, this is a place where I can always feel the influence of the Holy Ghost. This is a place where I feel safe and loved. This is a place where I can go whenever I need to feel peace and happiness in my life, or when I have a special question and I need the help of Heavenly Father. Any guesses?
The temple.
That's right. It's the temple. Today we are going to talk about the temple, which is literally our Heavenly Father's house here on earth. Is there more than one temple on the earth?
Yes.
Yes, there are well over 100 temples scattered all over. Why do you think there are so many temples in the world?
Because so many people all over the world need to have one to go to.
So people don't have to squeeze in one whole temple.
So everyone won't have to travel to one place just to go to the temple.
That's right. So everyone can have a chance to visit a temple. Why is it important to have a house of the Lord here on earth?
Heavenly Father's plan.
Yes. How is the temple different from other buildings?
It's quieter. It's special.
The spirit is welcome at any time.
Temples are usually really white.
In one of our favorite primary songs, we learn that the temple is a house of God. What can we do to make our own homes a sacred place, just like the temple?
To read the scriptures and pray.
Family prayer.
Have family home evening.
Nice. Today we are going to learn about two special people who went to the ancient temple for that very same reason. They wanted to come to know Jesus, and in answer to their prayers, they were led by the Holy Ghost to Heavenly Father's house. Children at home, please open your New Testament stories books to chapter 6, Presentation at the Temple, on page 16, and follow along as we read together.
When Jesus was just a few weeks old, his parents brought him to Jerusalem to present him at the temple.
Simeon, a righteous man who lived in Jerusalem, was at the temple. The Holy Ghost told him he would see Christ before he died.
Simeon saw the baby Jesus at the temple. He held him in his arms and praised God. Simeon said that the child would bring salvation to all people. Joseph and Mary marveled at what he said.
A widow named Anna also saw Jesus and knew who he was. She gave thanks and told many people about him.
I have a family here on earth. They are so good to me. I want to share my life with them through all eternity.
Families can be together forever through Heavenly Father.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the presentation of Jesus at the temple shortly after his birth. Why do you think Jesus' parents presented him at the temple?
What does that mean?
Heavenly Father commanded his people that new babies should be brought to the temple. Mary and Joseph honored God by obeying his commandment. They brought Jesus to the temple in order to present an offering of thanks for their new child. How do you think Simeon's testimony was affected by receiving an answer to his prayers?
It helped build his faith to the Lord, and it helped him believe that the Lord can answer prayers.
Great. While at the temple, Simeon was able to meet the Savior. What kinds of things should we be focusing on when we go to the temple, Emily?
The Holy Ghost and Jesus and Heavenly Father.
All the things that the Lord has done for us.
When Simeon saw the baby Jesus, he was happy. How has Jesus made you happy in your life?
That he died for us.
By making an earth for us so we can live.
That someone that important loves me just as much as everybody else.
He made us a beautiful world.
Simeon and Anna praised God when they held Jesus. How can we show God that we are thankful for his son?
By following the things that he did, by following his example.
That I can think about Jesus.
By praying and reading the scriptures.
When Anna was at the temple, she saw Jesus and she knew who he was. How do you think Anna could tell that she was looking at the Savior?
Maybe the Spirit told her that she might have been.
How do you think you would feel in your heart to meet the Savior like Simeon and Anna did?
Really happy and good.
Kind of happy and excited.
Happy.
Amazed.
After Simeon and Anna saw the Savior, they went and told other people what they had seen. When you feel your testimony growing, who do you want to tell?
My ward and my dad.
My dad.
Everyone in the world.
My family and friends.
How can your testimony help other people?
Well, it could help build their testimony by using kind of part of the things that you used in your testimony, and it helped them believe in what they're saying.
It would make them feel happy.
Simeon told the people that Jesus will bring salvation to all people. What does it mean that Jesus will save us?
Something that we can't do for ourselves.
And what does he save us from?
Sin.
He could save us from wickedness.
He can save us from physical death and spiritual death.
I testify that Jesus is our Savior. Just like Simeon and Anna, we can come to know him better when we go to the temple. We can come to better understand our Heavenly Father's plan, including our Savior's role in that plan.
How could the Father tell the world of love and tenderness? He sent his son, a newborn babe, with peace and holiness. How could the Father show the world the pathway we should go? He sent his son to walk with men on earth that we may know. How could the Father tell the world of sacrifice, of death? He sent to die for us and rise with living.
Not all of us can go inside the temple yet. But just like Simeon and Anna, we can all begin preparing to come to know Jesus inside of the temple. What can we do to prepare to go to the temple when we are old enough?
Pray.
Read the scriptures and keep the commandments.
Children at home, if you live close enough, ask your parents if they can visit the temple for family home evening. Some of our temples have visitor centers where we can go to learn more about temples and their role in Heavenly Father's plan. Also, sometime this coming week, ask your mom or dad or primary leader if you can have a small picture of the temple. Hang it in your bedroom so you can always be reminded that every day is a chance to prepare to meet Jesus Christ within the walls of the Holy Temple.
I love to see the temple. I'm going there someday to feel the Holy Spirit, to listen and to pray. For the temple is a house of God, a place of love and beauty. I'll prepare myself while I am young. This is my sacred duty. I'd love to see the temple. I'll go inside someday. I'll covenant with my Father. I'll promise to obey. For the temple is a holy place where we are sealed together. As a child of God, I've learned this truth. Our family is forever.
We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read Chapter 7, The Wise Men, and Chapter 8, Wicked King Herod.
See you next week.